Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Smack yourself harder.
I'm smacking my face. Okay.
I don't think your instrument is properly functioning. Your brain to throat connection's not working.
Something is very wrong today.
What were you trying to say just a second ago? Weatherly?
Meteorologist. There, I got it, right?
Okay.
Meteorology.
Who do you take your dog to?
Veterinarian. Jesus. There is something wrong with my brain-mouth connectors, people. And this is a real problem, for what I do is speak for a living.
Can you just say these rum balls have too much rum in them?
These rum balls have too much rum in them. Okay, if I take it real slow, easy does it.
That's super slow.
It's too slow. No, I couldn't get the word peculiarly. Did I do it?
Peculiar.
It's a hard one. Will you admit it's a hard word to say?
It is when you start thinking about it.
Peculiar.
That's rather peculiar. Now I can't even say peculiar. I can't say peculiar. It's addictive.
Okay, well, now we've spread
I've
it.
I've caught it.
The entire corridor is going to have
it. That's odd. That's peculiar. There it is. Okay.
Peculiar is fine.
I know.
It's peculiarly. It's a hard one because everything is all mushed up.
Right.
Peculiarly.
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 Peculiarly. I think I hit that second. Peculiarly. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Peculiarly.
We're going to fight through this. We're going to have a great
Monday. We got 4 more hours of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it peculiar but that we're trying to say peculiar to start the whole week. And this is the start of the week,
too. Yeah, I know. Start of a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Second day of March.
Ah, this is the first show of March, and this is how we show up.
It is.
Ah.
Do you just want to go home?
That would be rather peculiar, wouldn't it not?
Take your dog to the
veterinarian. Oh, I do have to do that sometime this month. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good reminder. Good, timely reminder.
Coming off of a month that's spelled with an R-U in a weird spot.
February. You know how peculiar that is. I had a rather peculiar.
100% sober, everybody.
Oh, my
100%
Lord.
100% sober.
Just trouble speaking. That's all. And when it rains, it pours. This spat, I guess, between an on-air spat between a couple of anchors at a Texas news station is just so cringe. This happened this past week between the anchor, Carney Porter.
Okay.
And the meteorologist, Michael Bowling.
All right.
This is two people at work together.
Don't have any rain in our forecast, but Midland weather.
You said you don't have any rain in the forecast?
In the next few days. But in the next few days, we have Midland Weather Radio Day.
I just said a second ago we have rain in the forecast.
Well, not until this weekend, right?
Well, I have the day of the event, I have rain.
Well, I'm talking like 3 or 4 days.
It's coming. Actually, the rain chance is coming before the event.
Stop trying to correct people and just do your job.
I just don't know why you don't listen to me. Anyways, take a look.
Because you're boring.
Wow. Okay, anyways.
How often do you find yourself not listening to me?
So often. Yeah, but and we have spats, but
we rarely have spats like that.
Not like that.
Because that got weirdly personal.
They had
really
to,
fast.
They had right? to apologize.
No, live on air, I hope.
They went to social media afterwards and said they've got more of like a brother and sister thing going on, and people don't recognize that that's just how their relationship is. No, you don't. You're lying.
Because here's what happens. He goes to the side of the studio and does the weather.
Yep.
And she's not paying attention because, I'm preparing things for the next thing.
I'm doing other things, right?
And to blurt out, so we have no rain in the forecast, is like, I just told you we have rain in the forecast.
Well, guess what? I wasn't listening.
Now, she should have just said that and we would have been fine.
No.
No, but it says like, be quiet and stop trying to correct people and do your job.
Yes.
Which that is his job.
The whole do your job thing. Ah.
Well, you don't listen to me. Because you're boring.
And then shouting "you're boring" at him as he's trying to tell you to come get your weather radio programmed.
I wonder, we should ask our dear friend Rebecca Kopelman if this happens more often in that world. And this just happened to get caught, right? Somebody taped it.
Yeah.
That if these little tiffs happen on air more often, do you think?
I hope that this didn't curse us. I don't want this to happen to us.
No, like, kidding.
This is a lesson, I think. I'm like, oh, that was ugly. If you're trying to play that off as like, oh, it's sibling rivalry.
We're just being silly. There's clearly something else going on in that building, right? That
gotta be. Gotta be.
What if they're secret lovers?
What? I didn't see that coming. Whoa.
I know.
And she's in love with his evil twin?
Oh, what?
Ah!
That's a double whoa. And he doesn't even know he has a twin. That's peculiarly weird.
That is so peculiar.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
As it so often happens, I got carried away.
Caught up in something?
Got all caught up. Yesterday was a Sunday, big open Sunday, and I have not been to the big box store, to Costco.
I went to Costco on Sunday also.
Stop it.
What time were you down there?
Later than I would have liked. I was thinking, like, we'll go at 10, but that did not happen.
We were there at 10:30.
No, okay, you beat us. We didn't make it until the afternoon.
Ah, got it.
We were delayed. A lot of sleeping in.
Yes.
But we finally made it, and we enjoyed the samples. Mm. We enjoyed all of the shopping. We brought too much back home with us. I was loading up the car, and I was like, that scene from Jaws. And then I'm like, where am I going to put it when we get it in our house?
Put it on top of your children. Both there and put it in their bedroom.
I've got this little, like, closety pantry, and I'm putting boxes in there. Like,
what did you go big on?
Okay, boxes of, like, the popcorn chips.
Yes.
The popcorners, which is mostly air, but it's a huge box. And I had already gone grocery shopping. We didn't need anything, really.
That's the trick of those places, though. It's like, I want to try that. It's like, oh, buying in bulk, save money.
Of course.
Right.
And there were so many good deals. I had actually watched a little video on all of the really great deals. You can get four little hand sanitizer, the little Touchlands.
Yeah.
I mean, you get
those are big right
a
now.
A four pack of, oh my gosh, lip gloss, get seven. Why not? It's a great deal. There's all of these, like, ooh, little bougie things that you can get for really cheap, but you gotta buy like 10 of them.
Yeah.
So now we've got a lot of things and very little space.
All expected in my Easter basket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be surprised.
I will act very surprised. Yes. Easter basket, that's a good example of a non-traditional sign of spring. Would you agree with that?
Of course, yeah.
Birds, traditional sign of spring.
Okay.
Car wash is getting busier. Non-traditional sign
non-traditional.
Of spring. Do you have any?
Swimsuits suddenly on sale at
there
the store.
There you go. Non-traditional.
Yeah.
Yes. And my favorite, and this is the quintessential, Tasty Freeze.
Oh, yes.
Opens Thursday.
Yes.
We were driving past it late Saturday night, and we saw the sign. And I swear to you, in the morning on the Saturday, the sign didn't say anything.
Oh,
and then Saturday night,
something happened.
Coming Thursday. That is an unofficial but formal sign that spring is here.
Absolutely, right? It is. And that is
so
good
exciting.
News.
So excited for that.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Late last week, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds saying the state will assist workers who are being laid off from the Whirlpool facility in Amana. The governor's requested Iowa Workforce Development prioritize this layoff through unemployment benefits and helping displaced workers find jobs. The facility's union says 341 workers in Amana will lose their jobs in about a week on March 9th. Now, speaking of, union leaders also spoke last week and called on elected officials from Des Moines to D.C. to question subsidies Whirlpool has been receiving because they continue to expand in Mexico. The union notes Whirlpool has invested more than $1 billion in Mexico over the last 20 years, tripling their workforce and increasing exports, while the Amana plant, which at one point employed 3,000 people, is now down to 500 to 600
if
they have another round of layoffs, which is expected this quarter. So it's just not great news as you look at what's happening in the Manas. And I think everybody has the right to go, hey, state. And I was in that world when I worked economic development. We did news conferences where the state puts a package together for tax incentives to maintain operations because it's a major, we all know, right?
Yeah.
That's Ben's Amana.
Yeah.
It's a major employer. But I do think the union has a point. Like if you're just watching what they're doing as a corporation outside of the United States, seems like it's pretty clear what the plan is here.
Right.
So what can the state be doing to make sure we don't lose that completely? That's what scares me.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Just imagine. I mean, that has been a backbone of the economy of this area for such a long time. Such a long time. Registration for Cedar Rapids Park and Recreation Spring and Summer Programs officially opens at 8 o'clock this morning.
Today!
The new Play CR Spring and Summer Guide is available online and features hundreds of recreational opportunities for residents of all ages. I will now list all 100.
Okay, starting with number one.
Youth and adult sports, swimming lessons, fitness and wellness classes, outdoor recreation, golf programs, camps, nature-based experiences. Where? Thanks, Claire. In our parks, recreational facilities, golf courses.
Varied places.
Old McDonald's Farm and Usher's Ferry Historic Village. Seasonal offerings also include aquatics programming and summer pool access. To register and learn more, 8 o'clock this morning, but you can check out the brochure now.
I gotta get my pool pass.
crrec.org. That goes live at 8 o'clock this morning. What's got us feeling all right today? Since 2023, Philadelphia resident Joe Richardson has been providing mobile laundromat services for the unhoused of Philadelphia.
Really?
Yeah. He came up with the idea actually in 2010 when he was in jail. His family has owned laundromats in town for a long time. And just, I think, in getting to talk to a variety of different people in the population of the cell block, he's like, that's a way I could be helping people. So when he was released, he took it upon himself to invent a mobile laundromat.
How does it work?
That part that didn't clarify in the story. It just, he's been going out with...
Because mobile, you need water, you need power.
Yeah, he attaches something to his trailer.
Wow.
And drives around to different neighborhoods that have a higher homeless population.
Yeah.
And helps wash their clothes for them.
How nice.
Very nice. The other nice thing is he also works with the Philadelphia Office of Homeless Services because they have to do an annual count every year. To see how many people need help in that particular community.
Mm-hmm.
What prompted me to think of this, we happened to be in Cedar Rapids across from where the Green Square meals are currently being paused.
Yeah.
Because of the dumpster fire. And that just reminded me, like, we do have a concentration specifically in the Green Square area. Are there services that can come to them? Because it's easier to do that than they go to something else.
Right.
And I didn't know if this was something somebody would want to take on. But the idea of a mobile laundry service, I thought was...
Great idea.
It's a very nice way to kind of help your fellow humankind.
Yeah.
Right? That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, apparently, we all missed the big event. Zendaya and Tom Holland, we just found out that they were engaged in January
right?
of 2025 after they'd been engaged since... New Year's of 2024.
Okay.
Apparently. And according to Zendaya's longtime stylist, they're already married.
The guy that spills the Marvel secret plots kept this one secret?
I don't understand how Tom Holland didn't already tell us that they are married. When did this happen? We do not know. So we had the Actors Awards, the SAG Awards.
Yes.
That happened this past weekend. And her stylist told an outlet that the wedding's already happened. You missed it. And they're like, is that true? It's very true. And the stylist laughed.
Well, now I don't know if I trust the source.
You don't trust Zendaya's stylist, the person she's with all the time?
It seems like she's playing with the, you know, the media outlet a little bit.
I don't know, but according to the stylist, we missed it. It already happened. Tom has done interviews about their relationship in the past, saying that it's something that they're incredibly protective of. They want to keep it as sacred as possible. We don't owe it to anyone. We don't. It's our thing. It has nothing to do with our career. So it just feels like we were your friends and we introduced you.
You should tell us. I didn't want to be invited, but just let somebody know. Put it in milestones.
I just want to know that.
In Cedar Rapids.
Yes. Put it in Cedar Rapids Gazette's milestone section, please. And thank you very much.
Mrs. Zendaya Holland.
Thank you. That's what we need. This weekend, Connor Story from Heated Rivalry hosted Saturday Night Live. And during his opening monologue, he honored both the men's and women's Olympic medal-winning hockey teams. First, he brought out the men's stars, the brothers Quinn and Jack Hughes. And then he brought out the women, Hillary Knight and Megan Keller. And the women got a massive reaction.
Yes, they did.
From the crowd. And the bit was great, too.
You can tell that...
they are reading off of cards.
Well, for sure. But there's a person in the... basically, it works for SNL that gets the crowd clapping.
Yes.
Because I don't think there was going to be clapping for the men.
No.
And off my... like,
we should clap.
Yeah, we should all clap.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all a clap for the men.
Sometimes you're just watching it how it happened in front of you, you know. Sorry, we got distracted. His co-star from Heated Rivalry, Hudson Williams, also made a surprise guest appearance on Saturday Night Live as well. Okay, a little bit of concern this weekend. Jim Carrey will go away for a while, and then he'll come back as soon as there's another Sonic the Hedgehog movie, and then he comes back.
Or like a random Biden appearance on SNL.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Well, he came back. The César Awards were in France. And did you know...
what are the César Awards?
The César Awards in acting.
I thought it was for salad.
One of my favorite César Awards. Definitely for the Caesar salad.
Best crouton goes to...
I don't know what this
is. So he's in France at an acting...
He's in France. Jim Carrey descended from a long line of Frenchmen. He spoke fluent French as he accepted the award.
Wow.
And that should be the thing that we're all talking about, but nobody is talking about the fact... I didn't know that Jim Carrey spoke French. No, his face is weird.
What's wrong with his face? Did he have some work done and it went wrong, do you think?
That's the question. And that's usually what happens when you see somebody who got a little bit of work done, a little bit of tweak, a little eye lift, brow lift, something going on. He just looks like he has a mask of Jim Carrey on his face. It's puffy. It's slightly Jim Carrey, but also not. It's just kind of odd. So people were wondering if, you know, given the whole French thing, and we didn't know he spoke French, if maybe there's just a French version of Jim Carrey, and that is what we saw.
James Carrey.
And not Jim Carrey as we know him. That, yeah, James Carrey is the guy that actually made that public appearance.
I'm looking at the profile, the before and after. It doesn't look that unusual. It's just, it seems a little more exaggerated.
It's more, yes, it's exactly like Jim Carrey, but not.
Yes.
It's
like a character came to life.
Yes. Yes. It's just a little odd. And it has everybody like, well, they think that's Jim Carrey. I don't know.
He could just have a French version of himself.
Maybe a James Carrey.
James Carrey.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
We are going to go first on One Shot Weekends, okay? Because you and I went off and we had weekends and we are back on a Monday to tell the story.
We survived.
We survived and we're here and thriving.
Yes. Our photos are posted. We invite you to do the same on the Z102.9 Facebook page. But this is how this works. You post, you comment, and you share. Claire goes first.
I will share because I'm so glad we finally got to make good on a Christmas present. The Outsiders at the Des Moines Civic Center. So the girls... I guess Audrey was really excited and Cora was drug along too, but really ended up enjoying the show.
Good.
As well. Audrey had read the book and watched the movie in school. So it was so much fun. Got to see the show, enjoyed the show. And then as we were leaving for the night, we kind of parked by the stage door, I guess.
You did.
We did.
I never knew or don't know where the stage door is for the Des Moines Civic Center.
And I am telling you, I have left that theater and I've gone to the exact same spot and walked by this door. I don't believe they've ever had a stage door at the Des Moines Civic Center. And so the other times I've gone.
Did they have the barricades set up so you could chat with the cast?
Barricades were up. I think maybe just because so many middle school girls are just excited about the Outsiders. That seemed to be a lot of who was at the gate waiting. So we kind of observed. We were a little late to the party.
Yeah.
But
you didn't get in there?
We didn't. I was like, you're going to have to go ask, you know, because that's what you have to do. And my daughter just couldn't muster up the
courage. Because you got to barge through, right? You got to throw an elbow.
And it also seemed interesting that one of the actors had friends, like a big group of friends that were all from.
Wow.
Came to see them and support them and like, where are we going? Let's go out. Let's go out to a bar.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. So. Midnight.
How many cast members came out?
Probably 4 or 5.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of kids getting their program signed. And it was cool. It was great to have them, let them have that experience.
Yeah. Such an awesome show. You and I independently, but both saw it on Broadway.
Yeah.
If it's ever touring anywhere, make sure you get tickets to see The Outsiders.
Very good.
We were also entertaining ourselves on Saturday. We went to SPT Theater.
Ah, yes.
On Saturday night in the Nubo area. Everything we did for the majority of Saturday night concentrated in Nubo. We Ubered down. We had dinner at Mercury Diner. We then went over to where La Caio used to be and had a martini.
Uh-huh.
Then went to the show. And then that was at CSPS. So this is all just like nice and in walking distance too.
Okay, but your photo is in an old telephone booth. Where is this?
Picture, there's those two older, there's the fire station, which is Scribe.
Yeah.
Those two older houses.
Yes.
And then Almost Famous Popcorn.
Yes.
There's a phone booth right there.
Has there always been, or is
there's
this
always
new?
Been a phone booth there. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So we 1950s style try to cram in the phone booth and see if we could all fit.
Did you crack the glass?
No, the glass was already cracked.
Pre-clacked.
Do you see a head wound on my bald head?
It looks like your head smashed into it, trying to jam into the telephone booth.
Claire,
it's right
at Eric's, if you're trying
head
to jam into a phone booth, you make it happen. You do whatever is necessary.
You commit.
No, that was already there. So yeah, we had a great time and then worked our way to a undisclosed location for a little karaoke. So it was fun.
Undisclosed, huh?
Yeah.
Top secret.
We just, say it was on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids.
Okay.
Where we both live. So that was our weekend.
What a fun weekend.
I just loved it. It was all self-contained in the Nubo area. I mean, it was packed because Pork Tornadoes were downtown. And what Nubo serves as a great other restaurant option if you've got tickets for a downtown show.
Totally.
You're just a couple blocks off,
yeah,
right?
So convenient.
So everything was packed down there, which was, I just love seeing that area alive with activity.
That's always fun. Yes. It's like our town is really bustling.
Yes.
Okay, those are our weekends. That's what we did. Now, what did you do?
Get those photos posted right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
It's like you're at the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art.
Yes.
But everything on the wall is someone's weekend photo. And just like art, you are drawn to certain photos.
What are you drawn to?
I'm drawn to the fact that someone put this exhibit together with great taste to start with. Just sorting the pictures randomly, there's a dog, a cat, and a robin, like in succession. I just find that pattern fascinating.
All of our animal photos grouped together?
Apparently so. Haley went to a dog adoption event. And by the way, Haley, however your dog is so happy in the back seat, teach my dog. All Roland does in the back is whine. High pitch.
Really?
He loves getting in the car, but the moment he's in, he's like, I'm going to die.
I'm trapped.
Then our dude, Joey from Canada, and his big tubby fur baby, Bella the cat, laying on the couch. And then right after that is Amy posted a sign of spring. I was talking about signs of spring.
Love
this morning.
Love that, yes.
Saw their first robin of the spring season. So, yeah, that was my animal collage as part of our one-shot weekend Museum of Art.
I like the parties going on. We have, like, some adult stuff going on. Miss Beckner was in Ben's Amana at Millstream's Bach Fest.
There were a couple of those. I saw a guy post an accordion player.
Yeah. Accordion. And then our little baby, who's all grown up, Charlotte the Morning Scramble,
yes,
Blue, had a great time. She went to Spare Time. She got one of those big rings of tickets so she could have whatever she wanted in the prize room. And she opted for a plastic wand and some gummy bears.
What a good, good girl. She's growing
she
up so
fast. She is our good,
fast.
Good girl. She is our good, good girl. Yes.
A lot of people at performances, just from the set alone, I can see two people went to see Guys and Dolls this past weekend. Anita, were you at the same performance of Old Creamery Theater that I was? I'm trying to look to see if I'm not in her picture.
Check.
But I was at that show, and it was a lot of fun at CSPS. So, Anita, thanks for posting your picture for One Shot Weekend. I love when Michelle Lamkin posts their shot from backstage. This is the Benton County, Benton Schools Show Choir's band.
The band.
And they always post wherever they are this weekend. I think this weekend kind of wrapped up competitions.
Yeah, it's the end of the season. Yeah. So thank you. So good to see that. Jessica's son got his hair done by an actual barber for the first time ever, which is a big moment.
I'm glad you brought that up because I've been to the men's room and there's the barber experience is in the tradition, Like they hot towel.
Ooh.
I don't think at his age they use a straight razor, but they do for me.
Yeah.
And they know their craft so well. It's just, it's a very cool haircutting experience.
You can see by the smile on his face that he had a great time.
Yes, he did. We had a gender reveal party in there. We had a dance team showcase going on.
Kristen redid her kitchen and bathroom.
I saw this bathroom and I wondered if you got jealous when you saw the photo.
I'm extremely jealous, Eric. I was going to work on my bathroom that was going to take one weekend and it has now been at least a month and a half.
Is your bathroom done yet?
No, man.
It is, okay.
No, it is still not done. There's some paint that needs to go on the walls. There's some caulking that needs to happen.
I think Kristen would be the person to call.
Kristen.
Yes.
If you would like to finish the bathroom project that I started. She's there for you.
Can we end on a classmate of mine?
Who's that?
Little demon bragging. Carrie Leck, her daughter now goes to Simpson College and is a member of their track and field team and is specifically their long jump person.
Oh, this is a cool photo.
Yes. And this is a captured mid-air long jump, which just looking at how this works, Claire, I couldn't make it from the white line to the end of the blue.
Yeah.
Could you?
Long jump is hard, and not without falling on your rear.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how it usually goes for me.
Her daughter took fourth place, Division III NCAA long jump conference title, and is fourth now all-time in distance at Simpson College history.
That's
awesome.
Cool.
Absolutely awesome. So hoorah for a fellow demon.
Hoorah!
And her family. And thanks to everybody for posting your photos. We really, truly appreciate it. Keep those coming. It is One Shot Weekends with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.